Hi, I'm Brendan Mahoney of Antares Capital, and today on Private Credit Pulse, we're excited to be speaking with Seth Katzenstein, head of liquid credit at Antares. Seth joined Antares from Intermediate Capital Group to build the firm's liquid credit business, and today we are going to hear from him about his background, why now is the time to be growing the liquid credit strategy, and how he approaches investing in traded credit.
I've managed senior secured loan strategies across different market cycles for about 25 years now. I joined Antares earlier this year from Intermediate Capital Group, as you mentioned, where I established the firm's liquid credit platform. During my 9 years at ICG as head of U.S. loans and high yield, we successfully issued 18 CLOs that were known for active portfolio management and par building.
It's an exciting time to be investing in liquid credit today. What really excites you about the ability to build out Antares' liquid credit business here?
Well, the prospect of building a business from the ground up has always excited me. Joining Antares was truly a once-in-a-career opportunity. Leading direct lender, strong institutional ownership, well-established investor relationships. There are really two key elements that heavily influenced my decision. One is the team. We assembled a group of highly skilled, experienced investment professionals who have a deep understanding of the credit cycle. Many of us have long-standing relationships, have previously worked together, or have extensive experience in building credible credit platforms. I'm generally thrilled to have the opportunity to work alongside this group. The ownership structure of the firm was also a decisive factor. Being part of an organization backed by CPP Investments, one of the top 10 global pension funds, just provides an ideal support system for the growth and development of a liquid credit platform.
Tell us a little bit about the types of funds you'll be managing at Antares.
Sure. Our liquid credit business plan revolves around issuing broadly syndicated loan CLOs, with Antares retaining the majority of the equity capital for the initial transactions. We're fortunate to be building on Antares' established private credit CLO platform, as we're the second largest manager of middle market CLOs. Down the road, we plan to expand into commingled funds and separately managed accounts. This will allow us to cater to a broader range of clients.
And provide us a little bit more insight in terms of how the investment process is going to be structured. What are you really going to be focusing on?
Our liquid credit investment philosophy really combines fundamental research with active management. So our focus is on credit selection and underwriting, which is supported by Antares' disciplined credit framework and senior orientation. And we'll extend this to the syndicated loan market using active management techniques. So this will entail monitoring and trading of all investments. We'll also capitalize on relative value opportunities and market inefficiencies to help drive performance and enhance returns.
Well, let's expand a little bit about your investment philosophy that you just discussed. How are you approaching portfolio construction? How are the portfolios here at Antares going to be constructed?
We describe our approach as being quality and liquidity aware. Our loan exposure predominantly centers around tranches that are larger in size, ensuring greater liquidity. These loans also tend to exhibit superior credit quality, resulting in more favorable recoveries during challenging market conditions. Our portfolios are strategically weighted towards higher quality investments with a deliberate underweighting of issuers referred to as CCC or B- rated issuers. We prioritize exposure to B and B plus issuers, which we believe offers greater credit quality and the potential for improved recoveries. By integrating fundamental research, active management with a focus on credit quality, we aim to construct robust portfolios that generate strong risk-adjusted returns.
Seth, we really appreciate you sharing those insights. This concludes this episode of Private Credit Pulse with Seth Katzenstein.